Yes, greetings to you today in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark, and I'd like to give you my cell phone number. It's 717-333-1786. I'm not always able to answer my phone, like when I'm at work, but you can leave a message and I'll call you back. Brother Mosey's given his number and others during the daily inspiration. I've given mine in the past, but we're here for you. We would like to be an inspiration to you. If you have any questions, any comments, any things that want to talk to us about, we're here for you. So God bless you. And again, my number is 717-333-1786. Yesterday I started a 4 or 5 day series here, just looking at the Psalms, nothing like specific. There's no topic in mind, and there's no, I'm not in any order or anything like that, just looking at a few different Psalms. Yesterday we looked at Psalms 105. Today we're Psalms 84, and this is a short psalm. It's only 12 verses, and I think I will start by reading it. How amiable or how lovely are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will still be praising thee. Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them who, passing through the valley of Baca, or the valley of weeping, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. Behold, O God our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than 1,000. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Well, as you maybe heard the birds singing out here, I'm just sitting on the back porch, and it's a beautiful morning. And this psalm, it starts off talking about the courts of the Lord, how amiable or how lovely are thy tabernacles. It says, that my soul longs, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Towards the end of this, verse 10, it says, for a day in thy courts is better than 1,000. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. So here it's talking about the courts of the Lord, the tabernacle of the Lord, meeting together as a people. And I'm not exactly sure what it was like for this psalmist and where he met and who he met with, but one thing I know is he met with the Lord. And he says his flesh and his heart crieth out for the living God. When you go to church, when you gather together in corporate worship with other believers, what is the motivation of your heart? What is the reason that you go? Is it to seek the Lord with all your heart? Is your heart and your flesh crying out for the living God? Is it, wanting to hear God's word and the preaching of God's word? Or is it so you can visit with your friends and play volleyball in the evening and go out on a date? Or, I don't know who I'm talking to today, but oftentimes, we don't get it right. Oftentimes, we're seeking other things than what we should be seeking. And what do we talk about on Monday after, you know, we're maybe at work and we're talking to our friends? What do we talk about Monday about what happened on Sunday? Is it, you know, the people that we saw? Is it the volleyball game? Is it the date? Is it the accident that happened that a friend of yours told about? Is it this story or that story? What is it that you're talking about on Monday morning to your friends? Well, my encouragement to us today is the reason for going to church and for seeking the Lord with others is so that we can be drawn closer to God, and the Word of God will change our life and those kind of things. And the psalmist here has it right. His heart and his flesh crieth out for the living God. That was what was important to him, and that's what should be important to us. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will still be praising thee. And that's what it should be like. And if it's not like that, there's something wrong, and we shouldn't be deceived thinking that everything is okay. There's something wrong. And God wants us to have a relationship with him. So I could just end there because that's the main point of what I wanted to share here today. But I want to talk about a couple other things real quick. Verse 6 says, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well, the rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. And the valley of Baca, the valley of weeping, going through tough times, going through difficult times, we can, depending on our attitude, we can make it a well instead of a miserable place to be. And God uses things in our life, difficult things, trials in our life, and he wants us to grow and wants us to be, put our trust in him. A friend of mine says at times, he says something like, you know, if the world dishes out to you lemons, make lemonade out of it. And that's pretty much the message here in this verse. Who passing through the valley of Baca, or the valley of weeping, make it a well. We make lemonade out of a time of a difficult time in our life. So that's another encouragement out of this psalm. And one other here, and we could talk about it a lot longer, I'm sure, but in verse 11 it says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. So in yesterday's message, we looked at Psalms 105, and we talked about the promises of God. What God says, he will do. The promises that he makes, he will keep. And this says here that that no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. And in our day and our time that we're living right now, I think a lot of times we think that if we're not facing the economic crunch, we're doing well, prospering well, and that, we think, well, that's God's blessing, and that can be God's blessing, but it's not always what God does. You know, sometimes if we look at the life of Jesus, I mean, he didn't even have a place to lay his head, but he was the most blessed of all. And yes, he had a mission. He was on a mission. He was seeking to save those who were lost. But we also look at the apostles, the Apostle Paul, and how he was, if we looked at his life, I don't think he was a prosperous man in the physical sense. He was beaten and he was stoned and he was, lots of things happened, but he kept pressing on and kept seeking the Lord. And in the New Testament, that was true, that if there was a time, I guess, except for the prophets faced a lot of trouble and hardships, but it was more of a physical blessing. Today, what we're looking at is a spiritual blessing. It doesn't matter if we're poor or or what happens there in that way. If we are seeking God, we can be right in the middle of his will for our lives, and it's not a matter of prosperity. So it's that's no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. And the good thing that I'm thinking in my life is a relationship with him, coming back to that, the courts of the Lord, seeking him and living for our life for him, crying out for the living God. That's the good thing that I believe that he wants us to see in a New Testament context. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. I'm going to end with that. Blessed is the man, the woman, the young person who's listening today that puts his trust in the Lord. God bless you.